south. So glad that you came.
Rain showers are what I've come to expect for Memorial Weekend. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, can we count on rain for Memorial Weekend?
Not necessarily, but Memorial Day weekend is generally not the best. We have a really nice period sometime in early to mid-May in most years, and we had it. Now, temperatures get up into the 80s. It's nice. Then at the end of May, we tend to decline towards the famous June gloom syndrome, in which we have a lot of low clouds and sprinkles around. And I'm afraid we're well into that regime. We've had a closed low, a low center aloft right over the northwest for the last several days. And that's brought showers on and off, low freezing levels, even snow above 3,500 feet. And the low is still there, but it's slowly going to weaken over the weekend. It's going to open up and then move out to the northeast. So there should be some improving trend, but I'm afraid it's not going to improve quite fast enough. It looks like today is going to be mainly cloudy. There's a few showers floating around, nothing heavy. So temperatures perhaps getting up into the lower 60s at the highest. So not a great day, but not a terrible one. Tomorrow is going to be more of the same. Lots of low clouds, could be a break or two, some showers floating around. So maybe a little bit better temperatures getting up to the lower 60s, maybe 63, 64.
So when you say maybe some showers floating around, I also hear that as well, that maybe there'll be some sun breaks too floating around.
That's right. I mean, there could be some breaks, but there'll be a lot of clouds tomorrow, I'm afraid. Sunday right now looks the best day, especially in the afternoon. There'll be some clouds. It'll burn off, and it should get decent on Sunday afternoon. However, I'm not sure about this because the American models are going for an opening up, but the European model, which is tending to be a better one, is showing a cloudy morning and really into the afternoon. So we'll see what happens.
And what about the holiday itself, Memorial Day? Which way is it tipping?
It actually looks decent. Now, we're not talking about 80s. We're talking about partly sunny and temperatures maybe getting up to around 70. So I think that's the best day. If you're in Seattle and up to northwest Washington, there will be a system that is approaching the coast. So clouds are going to be moving in on the day on Monday. And in fact, it could be raining on the Oregon coast and rain could come in on the Washington coast during the morning, early afternoon. So that's a really iffy day. But I think in Puget Sound and northward, I think it'll be pretty decent.
So for everyone who's on the road some of this weekend, is it going to be drier in the northern parts of western Washington or in the southern down towards Portland or the same everywhere?
That's an easy one. Go north. Almost all the models show a lot more precipitation down in Oregon, some quite a bit. So, going north of Seattle is a good idea. And, of course, eastern Washington will be really quite decent. I mean, we're talking about temperatures in the upper 60s on Saturday into the 70s as we get into Sunday and Monday. So the place to go is the other side of the Cascades.
Okay, go north, except for just beware that there's a part of I-5 has fallen into the river in Mount Vernon.
That's right. Don't fall in the river.
What about the rest of the week?
It's still a kind of troughy, cool pattern. So, we're not going to get into the warm weather for quite a while. The latest prediction from the Climate Prediction Center for 6 to 10 days shows below normal temperatures over the northwest and above normal precipitation.
Okay. Well, you wrote on your blog last week, I noticed, about ways that we can sort of navigate these showers that come through this time of year. How is it that you're able to stay dry and ride your bike every day?
I use the radar. And in fact, that's going to be very useful this weekend. There's weather radar online. The animations of the weather radar are online. You can go to the National Weather Service website, my department website, or you can get an app for your smartphone. I mean, there's a number of apps, some are free, that you can load in your smartphone and you can get the local radar.
But what about those of us who aren't, scientists and don't know how to read all this stuff?
Well, it's really not very hard. You get to the radar and you can choose the precipitation or what they call the reflectivity, and then you can see the precipitation moving around. You can see the animation. Most of them have that available. So it's really quite nice. You know where you are, you can see the precipitation animated, and you can use that to make a short-term prediction. Now, that's going to be particularly useful this weekend because there will be these odd showers moving around. And so by using the radar, you can time your way around it.
Cool. Well, I will check that out myself. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.